A very good day, good listener, and thank you so much, as always, for clicking on this podcast and this particular episode of Joe Blogs About Films, whether you're a first-time listener or a long-time listener. Like I say, on every episode, it means the world. Thank you so much for clicking, for spinning, for sharing, whatever it is. I really do appreciate all your support. Sports dramas aren't usually ones that excite me or entice me in. There's been some very good ones over the years, don't get me wrong. We all have our preferences and tastes, and as much as I do like me some sports, I can't say many dramas on the big screen have impressed me all that much. However, it is a little harder to say no to a Formula One film that not only stars Brad Pitt and it's scored by the legendary Hans Zimmer, but director Joseph Kosinski is also helming the project, which in itself is enough to pay the price for admission. What Kosinski did with Top Gun Maverick is pretty unbelievable, really. Not only did he give audiences an exhilarating and adrenaline-fueled experience, he also made me appreciate the original Top Gun just more so in general. That's how good that sequel was. Personally, I think Maverick is better than the original, but please don't sharpen those pitchforks. And once I heard that Kosinski was set to make an F1 film, I at least knew that even though I'm not a fan of the sport, that it would be shot and made to look pretty epic on the big screen, even if the story isn't necessarily the best. And that's exactly what I got out of it. F1 has some terrific up-close and personal tires on the tarmac racing sequences that are highly impressive and entertaining to watch. When the races start, you're locked in. Added as well that we have some really good character drama delivering friction as well as resilience within this team competing that only ups the stakes when those races start. You do find yourself caring and rooting for this team to win, even if at times it feels drawn out and bloated. If you're a fan of the sport, big or small, then there is no doubt this film will tick every box for you. For someone like me, it was an impressive shot film that intoxicates with that energy and action that comes with those racing sequences. Sure, the story was fine and engaging, but I was there to see how these races looked within this film, knowing how good Kosinski is with the lens. And I wasn't disappointed on that front. With terrific performances from each of its cast members, as well as its action and races immersing you in the driver's seat, F1 could very well be the maverick of sports films for a lot of audiences and fans. But before we proceed, another quick thank you for listening to this episode and podcast. If you like what you hear and you haven't done so already, hit that notification and follow button on the streaming app of your choice. You will never miss a beat and will be updated with new episodes once they are live. Also, jump onto Facebook and Instagram, search Joe Blogs About Films, give us a like and follow on those apps, and finally, rate the podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you are listening, because it helps a lot, it means a lot, and as always, just a massive thank you for all your support. Racing driver Sonny Hayes returns to Formula One after a 30-year absence to save his former teammate's underdog team, Apex GP, from collapse. It's been a while since I've seen a Brad Pitt film, but I forgot how much he can carry a film. And that's not me saying that he carried F1, because there's far more to pick out as your highlights. He did a terrific job of playing this aging guy who was once a promising star, having that fall from grace in disastrous fashion and thus suffering personal setbacks following that. Sonny's pretty much your typical lone wolf, haunted by his past and almost unwilling to progress any further than he already has within his professional career. Perfect setup really to have someone then come in and throw them a lifeline, and I have to say the dynamic and interactions between Pitt and Javier Bardem was undoubtedly the best that the film had to offer. Both actors fell perfectly in their respective roles, generating that chemistry of old friends and former teammates where you just want more of these two on screen together. Honestly, I'd pay for a film just of those two characters sat chewing the fat about old times and throwing back a few drinks. They were that good together. But here we have the main plot, in which Brad Pitt's Sonny joins Bardem's character Ruben's F1 team to salvage their season, which isn't going all that well. Like Maverick or any other film that you can think of, there's friction and tension between the young and the old. Apex rising star Joshua Pierce, played by Damson Idris, and very well, might I add, really was able to convey that bitterness and resentment at having a guy come in as the answer to all their problems. It's only heightening those insecurities about Pierce himself when all is said and done, and what starts off as two people at each other's throats and essentially trying to beat one another on the track turns into a well-earned friendship and partnership that gives you that feel-good factor that you want in your summer movie. I have to mention as well Kerry Condon in F1, because as usual, I really admired her performance. Always has that tenacity and fiery side of her characters that makes her a huge highlight much more than others on screen. I thought that she and Pitt were excellent together, certainly, you know, more than just love interest. She is highly intelligent and stands out in this male-dominated world of F1, and it feels deserved when you see her performance in here. But I've spoken enough about the characters. I have to talk about the racing in this film, because damn, really entertaining and captured perfectly. Granted, there are manoeuvres and techniques performed within the film by Sonny that you couldn't get away with in real life. That's the beauty of cinema, isn't it? It's exaggerating those things for dramatic effect, and it does work within F1. Time and time again, I'd be sat there just in awe at how F1 really got you up close and personal with these races, literally putting you in the driver's seat with that use of POV that's included, and I thought that was a really nice added touch. The way the camera would fast spin from showing in front of the driver to then behind them also gave you a good sense of just how fast these guys are going on the track. The sound design as well in this film is unbelievable. It really hits you in the chest when the engines are revving or whenever Sonny or Josh are whizzing around the tracks. It gets those hairs on the back of your neck standing upright. And not to mention, you know, the score from Hans Zimmer. I mean, has this man ever missed with his scores? I don't think he has, but again, really, really excellent stuff. I'm a guy who knows absolutely nothing about the sport or even my own car, to be honest. A lot of the details within the film and the mechanisms went right over my head, though I did really appreciate the film giving context without, you know, spoon feeding it me. It was nice to be treated like an adult on this front, and it does a really, really good job at keeping you up to date with everything and everything revolving this F1 team and the car they're driving, and I thank them for that. They'd be saying things, I'd be like, yep, sure, I'll take your word on that. What's that? Yep, I'll take your word on that too. But it was really, really well balanced. The opening race at Daytona and the final race in the third act are easily the best in this film. The others are great, but I don't think any of the other races are as good or as exhilarating as the ones that open and close the film. It's kind of like once you've seen one race, you've pretty much seen them all, but that's just me. Cards on the table, I had very little desire to watch F1 due to the lack of interest I have in the sport, as well as sports dramas in general, but I'm glad I went along to watch this. If not for the racing, then for some really good character drama that sucks you in, making you really, really care for every single character within this flick. It probably could have been trimmed by 15 or 20 minutes for my liking. I will say that if you're on the fence about watching F1, just go check it out and make sure you do on the big screen, because I can't see this being as impactful on a smaller screen at home, much like Maverick on that front. Tricky one to score this, but given that it's a one and done for me in terms of viewing, I'm going to give this a 7 out of 10. It's a great film. It's just, as I say, it's not all for my taste, that's all. But as always, massive thank you for all your support on this podcast. I'll be back with more reviews, don't you worry. But until the next episode, take care.